Hello and welcome to America Weekend. Thanks for coming along. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and as you may or may not know, one of the segments I like to do on this program is news you may have missed. Not necessarily earth-shattering news, just things to know, things you may not have been aware of, things that cross my desk that I want to share with you. So I'm reading about this trend in food called rainbow food. I know nothing about this. I have missed this completely, or maybe it hasn't come to my neighborhood yet. But apparently, the idea of rainbow colors in food is huge. There's rainbow grilled cheese. There's rainbow bagels. They tell me. I don't know this. And now there's rainbow sushi. Now, I have been to sushi restaurants where they do serve rainbow sushi. It's not anything that's artificial coloring. It's just different colors of sushi from the different colors of fish rolled into a roll, and thus it's called rainbow sushi. But this rainbow sushi that they're discussing is something a little bit different. It's extremely colorful. If I can describe this to you, in your little sushi, which is surrounded by the seaweed, the rice is colored blue, pink. There are the natural colors of the vegetables, maybe carrots, maybe some celery, but other things are colored artificially. So it's very pretty, and it's very much the colors of the rainbow. It's a Japanese delicacy, and it's coming to different areas all over the world, making people making their own rainbow sushi. So you might ask, well, how do you do this? They make coloring techniques and recipes that vary. But for example, they use beet juice for red coloring. You know, that's very strong food coloring, beet juice. Turmeric for yellow and orange coloring, spinach or spirulina for green coloring, and other dried fruit powders for the rest of the spectrum. Why do this? I don't think it changes the flavor in any way. It's just pretty. It's nice to look at. The only rainbow food I know are those rainbow cookies that have been around forever, the Italian cookies that are called rainbow cookies, and they're dyed different colors. They don't taste any different, just the colors of the rainbow. So that's some news you may have missed. Now, in other news you may have missed, on the front of what's going on with Kelly Ripa and her live show now that Michael Strahan has departed, to her great surprise, as you know, that was a big brouhaha when she found out that he was leaving. They did not consult her. But now she's into the groove of having the daily different people coming in and guesting for the replacement. But the word is that network executives are talking once again to Rob Lowe. Now, Rob had auditioned for the job back in 2012 when they were looking for Regis Philbin's replacement. He really did well. The viewers loved him, but the job ended up going to Michael Strahan. So now Rob Lowe, who is very easy on the eyes, by the way, is currently a free agent since his show called The Grindr got canceled earlier this month. And his kids are sort of out of the house going to college, so he doesn't need to be home much more anymore. He's kind of open to new possibilities. So Rob Lowe is very much on the horizon as the permanent replacement. We'll have to see about that. But meanwhile, Ryan Seacrest said that he will be one of the guest co-hosts next month. He will be there in June. And he's very much looking forward to that. Now, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Ryan Seacrest has enough work. The guy works constantly. He's always doing something, and he's always doing something in media, or he's producing. He doesn't need another job. I would not say this job should go to Ryan Seacrest, okay? There are plenty of other people who would do a great job. I don't think it should go to Ryan. That's just my personal opinion. And finally, another little bit of news you may have missed, that now the beer industry is marketing beer to women, and companies are actually making specifically named beers for women, like High Heel, whose logo has a hop on top of a stiletto heel. Obviously, this is meant for women. It has 5.4% alcohol, brewed with pear and passion fruit juices and spiced with chamomile and elderflower. It comes in a very attractive packaging. Very nice. And then there's another company called Chick Beer, where they want women to once again feel that they're being spoken to in a very male-dominated field of food or drink. And this Chick Beer has bottles that are pink, and the six-pack looks like a purse. Will this fly is the question. There's a Pink Boot Society, a women's professional beer group, whatever that means. So we'll see. We'll see if this is going to go over or not. Very interesting idea. You know, years ago, they marketed cigarettes to women, Virginia Slims. They were much more feminine, they were much more attractive, and they were marketed to women. And back to the spirits industry now, you know, there's the skinny margaritas and the skinny wines. So it's not that far of a stretch. We'll see how this beer stuff does with women in the marketplace. Thanks for coming along. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Harrison with you. With a large part of the New York metropolitan area now less than 15 feet above sea level, a Category 3 hurricane could easily swamp a third of lower Manhattan. Today, one out of every 10 people on the planet lives in a coastal zone, less than 33 feet above sea level. If higher seas and extreme weather render these areas uninhabitable, more than 630 million people could be left searching for safer ground. Today, no world city is equipped to deal with mass population movements, and recently the British Foreign Secretary warned that migration on an unprecedented scale would make climate change a true global security threat. So as always, our individual green behaviors can slow, even change these predicted potentials. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He played 22 years with the Harlem Globetrotters, appearing in over 6,000 games in 97 different countries. In 2002, he represented the team at its induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Guys like Goose Tatum and DeMarcus Haynes and even Metalog, they sort of paved the way for us, for the players coming in the future.
So where is Curly Neal now? Curly retired from playing in 1985, but still makes appearances all over the country. In 2008, Curly became just the fifth Globetrotter to have his number retired, joining greats like Wilt Chamberlain. Today, he's recognized by a whole new generation of fans thanks to the team's cartoons, which air regularly on the Boomerang Network.
Hey!
Curly Neal, still entertaining the kids. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising worth pledging. But me!
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.